how are you doing? Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies. How are you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate and complicate. I'm easy back to
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
I am? All right. Hello, welcome back, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and a few other things as well. And on this midweek Wednesday night program, we are going to welcome to our microphones a syndicated columnist who may be in your paper. I don't know. He's syndicated to, I think, a couple of hundred or so newspapers. Last time I checked, the King Features or King Features Syndicate is, yes, indeed, the one that that syndicates his columns. And he used to be with the Orlando Sentinel. He is none other than Charlie Reese. Is Charlie there?
Yeah, how you doing, Rick?
Hello there, Charlie. You've been a hard man to get a hold of lately. You've been traveling, and for a moment there, I thought maybe you were on the run from the Mossad or something, you know?
Well, I used to get death threats in Hebrew, so...
You used to in Hebrew, huh? Wow. Oh, my. Well, it's no wonder, because your columns certainly... gee whiz, you know, they really let it all hang out. You're a guy that pretty much, you know, tells it like you feel. And there are a lot of columnists today that, whether they're bought and paid for by the government or by some special interest or just don't really want to tell it like it is, they have readership. And yet I don't pay much attention to them because I know that despite all the plaudits they receive and maybe the prizes they get, the Nobel Prizes and so forth, or whatever, the Pulitzer Prize, that their writings aren't worth a dime. But in your case, I tell you, I took note of you years and years ago, and I said, there's a guy after my own heart. A Jeffersonian, a constitutionalist, George Washington, a libertarian Americanist, constitutionalist, more or less. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a pretty good description.
So you have seen a lot of things transpire, Charlie, in your career in the media. And tonight we'll spend a little time talking about some of those things and how you were right on the mark, by the way, on a lot of these things. So we'll do that, and we'll take some calls from people that might have a question or two. But currently you're still with the syndicate, right? I'm talking about
right.
The King Features. Yes. How many newspapers now?
126.
Oh, 126. Now, is that down about the same or up from what it was last year?
Down about 20.
It's down about 20?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And why is that?
Well, probably because of what I write.
Mm-hmm. That's
a lot of
interesting.
People, you know, they have a ways of putting pressure on editors.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Usually it's the advertisers and the powerful and the moneyed interests, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're still in a lot of newspapers where you were years ago and started some of them.
Yeah, sure am.
Excellent. Well, all right, we'll do this. We'll take our quick break, and then we'll begin the program and invite callers at 800-313-9443. See how many of you out there read Charlie Reese's columns in newspapers across America and even in the American Free Press. Rick Adams, we shall be back in just a few moments.
The The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, and we're on with Charlie Reese, who is a syndicated columnist. I'd like to know if he's in your newspaper or not. You can give us a call, 800-313-9443. Charlie, I guess one of your most recent columns here has been entitled in the American Free Press, Don't Look to the Mainstream News for the Truth. And I guess you, it's no wonder that some people in and out of the newspapers don't like what you have to say, because you're not afraid to basically chastise the media moguls right where they sit. And this column does that, you know. Quite well.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's you're not gonna find out what's going on if you watch television or read the New York Times.
Well, I watch television and I read the New York Times just to find out what's not going on, to be honest
with
you. So no, seriously, that's the way I tell people to view the media. If you want to know what's not important and what we shouldn't be thinking about, then read the papers and watch the media. Watch what they're manipulating us to believe, you know. Last night we did a program on mind control from someone who was in the media and can tell us about how they use, you know, conscious and subliminal attacks on our psyche to condition us, to prepare us for propaganda. And you talk about here, like a classic example, is currently what's going on with the neocons in the Middle East.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I mean, that's all in the public record, but it never gets reported.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about the new president of Iran and, you know, the fact that he has taken some statements and made some bold statements. And you point out that much of what he's been saying has been deliberately misinterpreted by the media in the United States and elsewhere for their own agenda.
Yeah. In fact, there's an outfit, I've forgotten their name now, but it was set up by an American who's married to an Israeli.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim to be an interpreter service that claim to, you know, translate stuff in the Arab newspapers. But of course, what they do is they distort it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, take it out of context and even exaggerate it. Anything to slander the Arab world, you know, they'll do it. Because they want to make sure that Israel is the only ally of the United States. And, of course, it's not an ally, really. It's a liability.
Well, they keep reminding us that there are good friends and good buddies, and somehow I have to keep reminding myself of that, too, because I see all the damage that's done, and not only the loss of prestige, loss of friends, creation of enemies. Loss of friends, you know, would be one thing. But when you gain enemies, as George Bush has done for America in the last 5 years in his administration, we really have to wonder, there is no logical reason for this. And yet it is happening, and it is growing, and nothing seems to be done about it. Nothing serious, anyway. No serious attempts to bring him down.
Well, I know it, and I don't think you'll ever see any. I think too many people are just, you know, if they have their couch and their beer and their little television switch, they're content.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got to come to the conclusion, I don't know what would really outrage people anymore. I mean,
you have to think about that, don't you, huh, John?
Yeah, you really do. I mean, you know, Teddy Kennedy can drown a girl, lie about it. Another Massachusetts congressman can seduce a 17-year-old boy,
mm-hmm.
and he gets reelected.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I don't know what would outrage people anymore. I just really don't.
Yeah, it seems like they have become anesthetized. And
well,
I
tell you what's happened, Rick, is
that
in the school system, kids are taught, and it's really drummed into their heads, that there's only one virtue, and that's tolerance of anything. You don't want to be intolerant. Of course, you can be intolerant of Christians or conservatives, but they just keep preaching tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. Tolerant, you know, don't make any judgment.
Right.
And people have gotten that way.
That's a good point, you know, because as you say, the only tolerance they will not tolerate is the tolerance of political incorrectness.
Yeah.
And they make that abundantly clear. You know, we have an example of that right on the college campus of Rhode Island College right now. We've got somebody who is a friend of ours who's been on this program, and he distributed flyers on the campus, flyers extolling the virtues of his race, of his white race.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't racist. It wasn't supremacist. It was just saying, let's be proud of our race. And immediately there was a crescendo of hate announced that this was a massive crime against humanity. He received reports and calls from the security suggesting that this does not belong on the campus, a tax-supported institution, free speech is not allowed when it's politically incorrect. And, oh, my goodness, you would not believe the reaction. But then again, you probably would believe it, Charlie.
Oh,
you've seen it.
I've seen it over and over and over. You know, why is it that every race on the face of the earth can be proud of their heritage except white Europeans?
Exactly. And it's amazing because, you know, these people proclaim their pride in their race, which is fine. Nobody objects to that.
Yeah.
Everyone should be proud of his own race, his ethnicity, his religion, whatever it is that he has. There's nothing wrong with it. It's American. But here, when some white guy comes along, and a male at that, a white male, you know, an Anglo-Saxon Protestant, he is somehow, you know, denigrated as some sort of a conspiracy individual who's out to do harm. And nothing could be further from the truth. And that's what is just incredible, because here they are, These are the people who preach tolerance, who say we tolerate diversity of everything, including ideas, unless they're ideas that we don't like.
Yeah, that's exactly that's the way it goes, Rick.
Now, in the media, and I'd like to probe you a little bit because being a great columnist who's written for so many years, I'd like to ask you how it works. For instance, let's say you wrote a column critical of the Iraqi war, and as you have, and you've done yeoman work, suggesting that it was for Israel and oil, but particularly Israel, that the United States went to war. What happens now? Some local group calls the editors of the newspapers that carry you and then threatens them or suggests they should get rid of your column. How does that work?
Well, they never address the issues. They always attack the person. You know, they'll say, hey, this guy's an anti-Semite.
Mm-hmm.
You ought not to be carrying an anti-Semite here, please.
You ought not to be carrying him in your newspaper, huh?
Yeah, that's what they say.
You want to remain respectable, huh?
Yeah. But, of course, you know, the kicker in that thing is that Israel is not Judaism, and Israel does not represent all the Jews in the world. In fact,
mm-hmm.
the minority of them choose to live in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what's the difference between criticizing Israel and criticizing France or Germany or any other foreign
They don't see it that way, though, do they?
No, they don't. They don't.
So what happens from there, then? They call the editor, and they attack you personally. And then what happens from there?
Well, the good editors, you know, say thanks for your call and don't do anything. Some of the bad ones are the ones with no backbone will drop the column.
These are some of the ones that are probably heralding the bravery of the Danish press in publishing the anti-Muslim cartoons, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. You know, they just... there's a British historian named David Irvin.
We know him.
And they just sentenced him to 3 years in prison.
Uh-huh.
Because he had questioned some detail of the Holocaust.
Yeah, in Austria. Yep.
Yeah. So where's the free speech there?
There is none.
I mean, you can insult the holiest prophet of Islam, and that's free speech. But if you say, well, gee, I don't think they really had gas chambers,
mm-hmm.
then you go to jail.
Or there were 5,999,000,
yeah.
but not 6 million Jews
yeah.
that were killed. Now, that's a
yeah.
crime now in
yeah,
many of these European countries.
It's a crime in nine European countries.
And they want to make it a crime here.
Oh, sure.
In the United States. The ADL has tried to do that repeatedly.
Yeah.
Hate speech, they call it.
Yeah.
Now, hate speech is not free speech as far as they're concerned.
No, and if you disagree with them, you're... That's hate speech.
Uh-huh. Well, there's an organization on the web I see that has your name pops up, and that's Primer. I'm sure you're familiar with them.
Well, Primer. Actually, I'm not.
Well, it's the, organization having to do with promoting responsibility for Middle East reporting. And they claim that they are strictly a nonpartisan.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, and they want to be a media watch group.
Biggest bunch of damn liars in the world.
Well, they claim that all they want to do is counter anti-Jewish and anti-Israel written visual and oral messages through media watchdog responses.
Yeah, I've gone round and round with them several times.
Yeah, so your name pops up, and anyone who has even mildly criticized Israel and the government
yeah.
has come under their watchful eye.
They have never, ever been able to prove that I was factually wrong about anything I said. Never.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
but
typical.
That doesn't stop them.
No, it never does.
Well, I mean, they lie. That's what they do.
Well, see, what happens is, though, it's not just that they want to silence free speech or... And in your case, a columnist who has heartfelt thoughts on an issue, it's that they want to use economic leverage to put you out of business or anyone who criticizes Israel. It's called the old-fashioned boycott.
Well,
and that's all well and good. They can do that. But then they scream foul and they cry foul when someone on the other side of the issue says, let's apply the same standards to them.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, wait. The deal is there's a lot of money involved. You know, Israel gets $2 to $3 billion every year.
More than that. Charlie, yeah. We got a break. Stay where
okay.
you are. We'll be back and we'll take some calls. Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams and Charlie Reese. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Well, we are back with Charlie Reese. He's a syndicated columnist with the King Features Syndicate, and I'd like to get some input from some of our callers who call regularly or not so regularly, whether or not you've read any or many of Charlie Reese's columns and what you think. He deals with a variety of issues and, of course, domestic, foreign, you name it. But right now, Charlie, I was just interested in this line of questioning that I began about how it is to be a columnist and what makes a columnist. And, you know, you traveled, I guess, the gamut from what? From the Orlando Sentinel to the King Features Syndicate? Was that your transition?
Well, I was doing both for a long time, and then now I'm retired from the Sentinel.
The Sentinel, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't have to go into the office, which is a great pleasure.
Mm-hmm. So you can operate from your home, more or less.
Or even on the road.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you are published, what, generally once a week?
Yeah, I send out, the syndicate sends them three columns a week.
Mm-hmm.
And some papers carry all three, and some carry one or two. You know, it depends on the paper.
Right.
All you do in the syndicate business is you sell them the column, and they can either run them or not run them. Sometimes they won't run them. Sometimes they do.
You've survived a lot of opposition, a lot of criticism, and, of course, I imagine from a strictly, you know, interest point of view, because you have generated so much interest that that's what helps to keep you on, as well as you know, the idea that you might be taken off. So it can work both ways, can't it?
Yeah, it does, Rick. I've several times newspapers have done surveys, and I always come out on top. I produce the most letters to the editor. You know, not all of them friendly, but I produce the most letters to the editor.
Mm-hmm. You have your share of supporters as well as detractors, like us all, right?
Yeah, I do. And a lot of these editors have been really great. They've stuck with me for years, you know.
They take the heat for you, though, huh?
Yeah, they take the heat.
Yeah, that's great. And where are you in just about every state now, or most states of the country, would you say? Where are you most likely to be read?
Well, in the Southeast and Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Not much in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
Some in California, some in Wyoming. It's pretty well scattered around.
Mm-hmm.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi.
Your criticism has been of all administrations, regardless of party label or affiliation. You came down hard on Clinton. You came down hard on Baby Bush, and you also came down on Papa Bush, right? Didn't you?
Yeah, I did. There's no difference between the two parties, really.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference. You know,
touche. Give the man a prize.
Yeah.
They stink. They stink. It's like taking a dirty diaper and changing just a Velcro.
Yeah.
That's the example I use.
They both sold their souls to the multinational corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Big money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what they do is they take different positions on peripheral issues.
Yeah.
Like homosexual marriage. Well, who gives a about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but they'll make a big deal about that, and a big deal about abortion, and a big deal about some other social issue.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the foreign policy, and the tax policy, and Federal Reserve Bank, and unqualified support for Israel, they're both the same. They're the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we've talked about this before, and you have said that you thought there might be a possibility for a true second party, quote, third party, but really second party. How do you still feel? Do you still feel that way, or are you down on that idea now?
Well, the problem is that people will run on those third-party tickets, and all they want to do is run for president.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to build another party,
you've got
to start at the local level.
Exactly.
You know, if you had a third party and they controlled two or three cities and had a nice block in the legislature, eventually got a governor, then you could build a party. But some guys said, oh, I'm going to run for president every 4 years. You know, send me money.
That's exactly what, you know, I've said for a long time. And if it's the Constitution Party, the American Party, the Libertarian, whatever, you know, that's the way to go about it. We have the Green Party now, which really is more of a pink party than anything. Really more far to the left, statist, internationalist, and so forth.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we have had the Libertarian Party for a long time. And we have had a grassroots movement to build a Libertarian Party in each of the states. And they have had people elected.
Yeah,
but the problem is the media, once again, will ignore them.
Oh, yeah, they will. Yeah, they'll just say, well, he's not a viable candidate, and therefore we're not going to cover him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here he is elected, though. Now, he's no longer a candidate. He's an official, be it in the legislature or something. But he's in there, and, you know, you still get the cold shoulders, huh?
Yeah. You can see that on national television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are 435 congressmen and 100 senators, but what do? You see the same five or six.
Mm-hmm.
Day in, day out, same five or six.
And you see the same faces on these programs, NBC, CBS, ABC, Tim Russert. It's controlled propaganda. We'll be back. Charlie Reese, our guest, our number, 800-313-9443. Get on the line now if you got a question or a comment. I'm Rick Adams. Be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're speaking with syndicated columnist Charlie Reese. And Charlie, we will take some calls in just a moment.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question first, though, and that is, having your ear to the pulse, and I'm sure you hear things from others in the media. Maybe some people contact you like they do me, who have inside knowledge and so forth. What is your best bet about what's going to happen in the Middle East now? Are the neocons going to successfully take us to another lying war in Iran and Syria? And are we going to continue this worldwide chase of this alleged Al-Qaeda network?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
When do you think it might happen? In March?
Well, it might, or sometime this summer, maybe.
You think it might be postponed, huh?
Yeah, they're trying to set up a... they just voted a bunch of money, which is ridiculous, to pay for an opposition, so-called, in Syria.
Like we did with Iraq.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy that they're backing, like those characters in Iraq, has no following whatsoever in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But what they want to do is they'd like to put him in it, because he's probably agreed to, recognize Israel and give them the Golan Heights.
Yeah.
And then I think they're going to bomb Iran.
You think they will? This will be obviously some sort of... planned strategy. Now, Dick Cheney has said, and he seems to be really in the driver's seat here, and in more ways than one. Although when he's drunk, watch out. But when he's sober, he's just as dangerous. He has said that if any attack takes place against America, on American soil or overseas, we will go to war. We will bomb Iran. He said that. Now he said he's on record having said that. We don't care who's responsible. We will go after Iran, which shows there is a plan. There is an agenda. Sure. There is a hate campaign now being prepared by the media on behalf of these people.
They start a hate campaign. They're demonizing Iran.
Right, right.
And then eventually, they'll use some excuse to attack them.
You think there'll be a provocation, Charlie?
Well, not necessarily. I don't think the Iranians have to do anything. Iraq didn't do anything.
What about a false provocation, something that they will blame on Iraq, even so?
Al-Qaeda is certainly going to strike us again. There's no question about that. And Al-Qaeda has nothing to do with Iran. But they'll use
I think it has more to do with this government here in Washington, from what I can see, than it has with any government. And that's the ironic part is, who's going to protect us from George Bush? Who's going to protect us from Cheney? Who's going to protect us from here Rumsfeld? These are the people I think Americans need protecting from. No?
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, they're the most dangerous people that we've ever had in government.
Yeah.
I mean, they make Roosevelt look almost human by comparison.
Oh, he is.
I've read Hamilton Fisher's book, The Other Side of the Coin. And I've read many books about Roosevelt's duplicity and deceit and lies leading up to Pearl Harbor, but gee whiz, he's second fiddle.
Oh yeah, these guys are terrible. I don't even believe the weather reports anymore.
Oh, really?
Anything comes out of this administration, you can't believe them.
Even the weather, Charlie? Oh wow! All right, well, there's a man after my own heart.
Yeah.
All right, let's take some calls. 800-313-9443. Got a quick question, a comment for Charlie Reese. Let's go to Gene in Texas. Hello, Gene. You're on the program.
Oh, thank you. Right after 9/11, the media was calling that the modern-day Pearl Harbor, and then they stopped it right quick because, you see, Pearl Harbor was a setup, a tragedy, an arranged tragedy to get us into World War II, and this is 9/11 has been an arranged tragedy to have this supposed war on terrorism, which is a phony baloney war because you don't keep your borders open if you have a war on terrorism.
Absolutely right.
So, it's the same M.O. They create it's kind of a Machiavellian-type situation where you create a tragedy that will cause a change in the foreign policy or political policy inside the country.
Mind control, like we talked about last night. Yeah.
The entire Bush Jr. administration has been defined by 9/11, and yet they're not going after the people that supposedly did this. Mm-hmm. You don't see this administration going after the people that they said did 9/11. And of course, and now these political parties, Democrat, Republican, you're talking about, the Zionists control both of them, so, you'd vote for Tweedledum or Tweedledee all the time. Your candidates are chosen for you, just like it was in the Soviet Union, just like it is in Israeli. Your candidates are chosen for you. Here are the people you're to vote for now, Tweedledum or Tweedledee, and they're both, as you know, controlled by the same wealthy elite people who are Zionists mainly. So how can anybody change anything when the vast majority of the people or brainwashing the voting Democrat or Republican all the time?
Yeah, good question. Good point.
I wish I knew the answer. I don't have it.
Well, that's a good question.
It is a great question, and we talk about it all the time because it is the perplexing issue of our time.
Yeah.
The people are told democracy is what counts, and they should love democracy. Then as soon as the Palestinians embrace democracy, they're told we don't want democracy. I mean, it's just absolutely stupid.
Well, you have to understand, in democracy, it's the powers that be, the rich elite Zionists especially, they want certain people to be elected. And sometimes that backfires on them, like it was with Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, Saddam Hussein was a duly elected leader, all right? And so here, United States government took out a duly elected a leader of a country, a sovereign country, with over a bunch of lies, and it had nothing to do with 9/11, which is terrorism. That is terrorism.
And it's international terror. Yep.
Yep, state terrorism.
It is state terrorism, and we've practiced it just like Israel now. We're practicing what they have done. That's what Bush said. Bush praised Ariel Sharon. He said he was a man of peace, a man after my own heart. So here's Bush doing the same thing. Why should we be surprised?
Well, Sharon's track record's not a man of peace at all.
Well, we know that.
Neither, and Bush Jr.'s legacy's not either, of course.
Right. Well, you know what they say? Orwell said, peace is war, war is peace. Freedom is slavery. Slavery is freedom. That's the lexicon, my friend.
Well,
you got to get used to it.
Rick, right quick, you have to also say one man's terrorist, another man's freedom fighter.
Of course. That's always been the case. Yes.
So, you know, who are the terrorists, really, and who are the freedom fighters, really?
You got it. I think I know. Thank you, Gene.
I think we do.
I think we all know the terrorists are in Washington. And, you know, it's so ridiculously obvious. When you look at a government that, like Washington, sits side by side, arm in arm, with a government like Ariel Sharon, and I don't care what party is, Likud, Labor, Katima, whatever party, backing a government that uses American military weaponry to kill children, to kill women, to kill innocent people, all in the name of fighting terrorism, that's not the way to win friends and influence people, I'm afraid.
No, that's the whole basis of the terrorist campaign against us. I mean, you'll never solve the terrorist problem until you stop catering to Israel. You know, you got to.
And that's not about to stop because the Congress, the politicians
are bought
and paid for, and many of the media, as you point out, are also Israeli-occupied territory.
Yeah, they seem to have a grip on the country. It's amazing.
Well, it's complete. It's not just the politicians. It's the media. It's academia now. They're fighting any attempts to allow students and others to group together to boycott Israel, you know, boycott, economic boycott, an academic boycott. You know, they're firmly in control there. And, you know, Professor Finkelstein, who is Jewish, has done a great job in exposing the Dershowitzes of the world. And, you know, he's come under fire because of what he's done. And he's done yeoman work.
Yeah, let me tell you an interesting thing I heard him say the other day.
This is Finkelstein's latest
book. Did not get one single review, not one word, any newspaper, on any radio show, or on any television show.
I wonder why. And his book was aimed at Dershowitz,
and
particularly in the lies that he has been spinning regarding Palestine and also the disinformation. I mean, Professor Finkelstein called him a plagiarist, called him a liar, called him an inept professor. And, of course, Dershowitz tried to get his book censored from not being published by the university press.
Yeah.
And then denied it and said, no, he was not trying to censor it. And Finkelstein has savaged him, you know, if I may use the term.
Sure.
He has absolutely wiped the floor with Dershowitz. And yet, Dershowitz, of course, continues to be given an open platform. And people like Finkelstein are considered black sheep.
Yeah, you never see him. You never hear him.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of their big techniques. They just, you know, close the door. Silence.
I guess it's called the spike in your business. Spiking a story, huh?
Sure.
Interesting. All right. More calls. 800-313-9443. Good evening, Clinton in Wisconsin. Hello.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
And hello, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. You know, confusing me a little bit when you change your mind, because you said what I've maintained is that basically we have to just forget but remember what's going on the global stage with this foreign policy. But remember that everything comes right back home to our own backyard, and it starts and it ends in your own backyard. And if you don't want to die in your own backyard when they come for you with their militant plans that we've heard so much about, we do have to take back communities, and the cities are gone, like the Milwaukee, for example. I wanted to ask you if you have anything syndicated in print up around in this area in the Midwest.
I have some. There's some papers in Michigan and, I believe, a couple of small papers in Wisconsin, but I don't know which they are.
You can check with the King's Features syndicate, and they'll tell you.
Do you blog?
No.
Well, You're getting lazy, man.
Hey, I blog 3 times a week. That's enough.
I know I do so much writing, and I don't blog it. You know, I've been blogging on news groups and writing email, and, you know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
I appreciate the effort you could do in that regard. You know, there's something to continue to focus on if people agree. If there is anything that can be done, it has to be at the local level where we have a chance to be effective.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
We have to build our own police force and our own local militias all over again within the constructs of the law, because there is going to come a time when the Tories and the Whigs are going to oppose us with their militant power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know,
that's right.
That is right, isn't it, gentlemen?
Yeah. What they're doing to Iraq, they could just as easily do to us.
Well, they've done it already, Rick. They've already in our own history.
Yeah.
In the early days when our democracy and the Federalists, they used militant power against one another. And if I'm not incorrect, nobody could hope or should even fool themselves about getting involved with these Congress people because they're domestic enemies.
They are the enemies of the Republic.
They are the domestic enemies and
just vote against all incumbents. That's what I tell people.
Well, yeah, but there's nobody ever on these so-called tickets. Like you said, it's all told who to vote for.
And the problem is, even if you get some good people, we've had some good people back home here try to run for office. They can't get to first base unless they've got millions of dollars. It's all money.
That's the problem.
It's a moneyed
That's
system.
Let me tell you how to change that, Rick.
Go ahead.
If I could help you people understand that the first law that has to be changed is the laws about voting. That we have to, as a people, insist that we control the vote, and by so doing, give rights back to people who the law has already made into criminals and have taken away all their rights. Once persons have been made into criminals by the government, if they get their rights restored, they can hold these offices, and they're the ones that have the intestinal fortitude to do what has to be done. Because what has to be done is, you know, we have to literally be prepared to slap one of these punks in his mouth whenever he opens his mouth to talk the way he does and to lie about the types of things that these filthy pigs are subjecting our families and our people to. See, I'm no punk, but I need support, see? Or they're grabbing like they have in the past. They'll torture me, which I've been subjected to torture here in Milwaukee. They like to rub that bug spray that they spray in you in your eyes and your testicles. And then they shut the water off in a jail cell so your testicles burn all night long.
It happens. It's happening in America as we speak.
See,
yes.
I'm telling you guys.
Oh, yeah. We know that.
We are, you know, we're under attack. The enemy
we're under occupation,
here.
My friend. We're
We've
under
been too
occupation.
Much time talking about the Chinese when we should be talking about our mayors and our councilmen who are domestic enemies right here in our own backyard.
I agree. Thank you, Clinton.
Thank
I agree.
You, Rick. Good night. Good night,
Appreciate
Charlie.
It.
Good night, Clint.
Charlie, there's a man who doesn't mince many words.
No, he sure doesn't.
He sounds like you and me, and I don't blame him because it's true. People would rather not think like that. Think, oh, no, he's gone over the edge. He's gone overboard. But the reality is, if it's happened to you, or if your son has been killed in an unnecessary evil war and you're Cindy Sheehan or somebody else, then you can feel the pain. When it hasn't happened to you, you can fluff it off. We can't afford to do that.
You know, Rick, a few years ago, not that many years ago, not the only federal agents that were authorized to carry firearms were ATF and FBI.
Right.
Service. Now there are 60,000 federal agents, including agricultural inspectors, who are armed. I mean,
IRS,
that's the equivalent of 5 Army divisions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean,
oh, we see environmental officers in our local communities armed to the teeth.
Yeah,
they're going to go and catch some eco terrorist. You know, and that might be somebody who's building on a wetland.
Yeah.
And we've got to go and rub him out if he resists. We've had it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now these thugs wear uniforms and carry guns. And they do so in a provocative manner, not just to enforce the so-called laws, but to engage in provocateuring. That's the problem. All right, we've got callers on the line. And I see the clock ticking. Time to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. But we will be back with those calls and Charlie Reese, syndicated columnist. And remember, Charlie Reese, if you ask him a question, he's going to give you an answer. So watch out. Okay. Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's the magic toll-free number. Very simple. Get you right through. Quick comment or call for our columnist guest, Charlie Reese. Uncensored. Radio Free America here on RBNLive.com. And that's the network, Republic Broadcasting Network. And you join us right now, and we will gladly take your call right here. Rick Adams, we'll be back in just 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Okay, we're back. Syndicated columnist Charlie Reese. Charlie, do you have a website, by the way?
No, I don't.
But you do have an email address?
Yeah.
Do you give it out?
Nope.
Okay, you get too many emails, right?
Yeah, too many.
You're like me. I get too many. I can't keep up if I do. But people want to contact you through the websites of the newspaper syndicate. They can do that, probably.
Yeah, they can, or they can write to me at P.O. Box 2446.
2446, yeah.
Orlando, Florida, 32802.
All right, fair enough. Keith in Rhode Island, you're on the program with Charlie Reese.
Yeah, hello. I find it's more enjoyable
I guess maybe it's human nature, but it's more enjoyable to complain than to compliment. Even though I generally find Mr. Reese, I find your column to be your columns be. I find myself to be in general agreement with most
mm-hmm.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's one, I think a lot of other people had a problem with it too, a couple of months ago, where you wrote something to the effect of America was founded on Christian principles, it is a Christian nation, and we need to return to our Christian heritage. And that kind of annoyed me because I and a lot of other Americans, we don't consider ourselves to be members of any particular religion, and I don't think the Founding Fathers intended this country to be a Christian nation either. And I just wondering if maybe sometimes you're pandering to your older, more conservative readership when you write things like that, or is this what you really believe?
Well, I don't recall writing that it was a Christian nation. I think I wrote a column that said most of the early founders were Christians.
Which is not true.
Well, it is true. It is true. If you'll check back, it was true. And John Jay said, you know, we're a people of one language and one religion, and it was really true back in the days when the Constitution was written.
But
it was
Thomas
predominantly
Jefferson.
A Christian country.
Okay, well, that doesn't apply to Thomas Jefferson, or probably not to George Washington, certainly not to Thomas Paine.
Well, Paine was an atheist, and Jefferson was a deist. But Washington was a conventional Christian. He went to the church at work.
Well, okay. One other thing. It seems if we were in a war, then why aren't we in a war economy? Why don't we have a draft right now? Why isn't we not following all the conventional practices that a nation at war is supposedly supposed to follow?
Well, don't give us any ideas now. Please.
We're not at war. You know,
that's the answer, right?
Yeah, you can't wage war against a tactic, and terrorism is a tactic. It's not a state or a nation.
But it seems to me, sir, I don't know.
Tactic.
Yeah, the thing is, I think our mission. I tried to explain this with
mm-hmm.
Mr. Piper a few hours ago, but I didn't have time. But it seems like in 1947, the name of the War Department was changed to the Department of Defense.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It seems from that point on, we became more of a we don't fight conventional or traditional wars. We're just like an ongoing excuse for the military-industrial complex.
You're exactly right. We've not had a declaration of war since World War II. That was the last legitimate war, you know, as far as following the constitutional procedure.
Yeah,
right.
Votes. Yeah.
The Korean War, we didn't have it. Vietnam, we didn't have it. You know, Panama, Granada, all those places.
Like, what I guess I'm saying is we seem to be engaged in like a never-ending series of open-ended, vaguely defined, ongoing...
It's called perpetual war for perpetual peace for perpetual war.
And that seems to be like, that seems to be the policy since 1947.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're very perceptive. And, you know, look at right now we have a $500 billion defense budget. And we don't have any enemies, really, that you need a $500 billion defense budget to
fund. The enemy is the people that's protecting them. We got to watch out for them.
I understand. Maybe I got this information from your column, Mr. Reese, but I understand the U.S. So-called defense budget is equal to the next 25 national
I'll
defense
tell you what.
Combined.
Can you hang on for a moment? And Charlie, can you stay a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back. I want to address this. Keith and Jesse, you'll be next. Stay tuned.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.